Chapter 4. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. And Areiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai, and Lehad. These are the families of the Zorathites. And these were the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazel-el-Poni. And Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Azer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nearah. And Nearah bare him Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Temani, and Heahashatari. These were the sons of Nearah. And the sons of Hela were Zereth, and Jezoar, and Ethnan. And Koz begat Anub, and Zobibah, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Harum. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Chelub, the brother of Shua, begat Mihir, which was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begat Beth-Rapha, and Paseah, and Tehina, the father of Ir-Nahash. These are the men of Rekah. And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hechath, and Meonathai begat Ophrah, and Sarai begat Joab, the father of the valley of Karashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the sons of Elah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Jehalalil, Ziph and Zipha, Tiria, and Azaril. And the sons of Ezra were Jether, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalon. And she bare Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his wife Jehudijah bare Jared, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Socho, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mered took. And the sons of his wife, Hodiah, the sister Necham, the father of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, and Rina, Benahenan, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishi were Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the sons of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Leada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen of the house of Ashbiah, and Jokim, and the men of Kozibah, and Joash, and Saraph, who had the dominion of Moab, and Jeshubilichem, and these are ancient things. These were the potters and those that dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Sheul. Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. But his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply like the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Moleda, and Hazar Shual, and at Bilha, and at Ezim, and at Tolad, and at Bethuel, and at Horma, and at Ziklag, and at Beth-Markaboth, and Hazar-Susim, and at Beth-Berai, and at Sarar-Raim. These were the cities unto the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, and Ain, Rimon, and Tochen, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were round about the same cities unto Baal. These were their habitations and their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Josabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, and Eloenai, and Jeokobah, and Jeshohai, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Jeshamael, and Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shifi, the son of Alon, the son of Jedeiah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These, mentioned by their names, were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly, and they went to the entrance of Gedor, even unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. And these, written by name, came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and smote their tents, and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatiah, and Neariah, and Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there unto this day.